UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Holden Thorpe is resigning at the end of this school year. Thorpe announced his resignation today, just a few days after UNC's Board of Governors said it still supported him, despite a series of scandals during his tenure. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joins me now. Michael, you were at the Board of Governors meeting last week. It was just Friday, in fact. Were there any signs at that point that Thorpe was going to be stepping down?
None at all. There were certainly signs that, you know, this was the governing body for all UNC schools, and the board definitely was not at all happy that, you know, its flagship university was continually getting in trouble. As you'll remember, there was the football scandal when NCAA caught some former UNC football players cheating in classes and taking gifts from agents.
Right.
That spilled over into the Department of African and Afro-American Studies when it was found some instructors were basically giving out grades without assigning work. And then lastly, this past week, what we had shake out was you had the university's top fundraiser and a vice chancellor, Matt Kupek, resign because he and another fundraiser, Tammy Hansborough, were paying for personal trips with the university's money.
And so all of that, and yet the Board of Governors was saying, no, we like Thorpe. We think he's doing a good job.
Yeah, I mean, so it wasn't exactly a glowing recommendation if you talk to people there. You know, they said there clearly are some lingering issues on campus he needs to resolve. But by and large, they said that they thought that Chancellor Thorpe had handled all of it pretty well. Here's UNC System President Tom Ross.
The chancellor in this most recent situation acted quickly, decisively, in a circumstance that was clearly inappropriate. And so he handled that, I think, well and quickly. And I think the board recognized that.
Okay, so if the board didn't pressure him to resign, why is he doing this?
So he said in a statement today, quote, "I will always do what is best for this university." So I think what it really breaks down to is Thorpe decided sometime over the weekend, with all of these issues that UNC has had, the university is going to be best off if it brings in someone fresh to kind of move past all these things. In the meantime, he'll oversee some of the little processes to check which of these policies need to change so that this stuff doesn't happen again.
We've got about 20 seconds, but Michael, you're a recent UNC Chapel Hill grad. Is Thorpe well-liked? I mean, will he be missed on campus?
I think so. I mean, most of the students I talked to certainly had a good impression of him. I mean, he was a very big presence on campus. I mean, he was a member of one of the biggest a cappella groups, the Clefhangers, and he would often sing with them at some of the campus events, and they were always huge hit. So, I mean, yeah, I think Thorpe is someone that he certainly was a very big presence.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reporting on news today that UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Holden Thorpe will resign at the end of the school year. Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome.